Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
We have the official teaser trailer for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, not to be confused with Disney's upcoming live-action Pinocchio starring Tom Hanks. This one is a whimsical stop-motion project with Ewan McGregor voicing the lovable Jiminy Cricket, who narrates the story of the little wooden boy. Pinocchio is in select theatres in November and streams on Netflix in December.
I've learned that there are old spirits who rarely involve themselves in the human world, but on occasion they do. I want to tell you a story. It's a story you may think you know, but you don't. A story. Of the wooden boy.
Oh, what a day, what a day.
That sounds good.
It looks delightful.
Yeah. Now, you know how Adele has just announced her rescheduled Las Vegas shows?
Yeah.
Well, fans are outraged, Ali, at the exorbitant prices. Her weekend with Adele tickets are being sold between $600 and $40,000 each.
Say what? $40,000 each? Surely that's a package deal which includes, like, accommodation and stuff.
Not sure.
Meet and greet?
But it does come as a result of Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing program, which raises prices based on demand. Fans took to social media to vent, with some saying they'll need to take out a second mortgage just to get a ticket.
I got those concert tickets you wanted.
How much would you pay for a concert ticket?
I think the most I've paid is $500, and that's probably as high as I'd go.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Have you seen Netflix spy thriller The Grey Man yet?
No, but meaning to watch it.
Yeah, stars Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Reggae Jean Page, and more. And it's pretty good. It's currently the top movie on the streaming platform, with Netflix just announcing plans to expand the series with a sequel and a spin-off, both of which are in development. And there's lots of material, as it's based on Mark Greene's best-selling books. The Grey Man has had some mixed reviews, though, but the general consensus is that it's action-packed and very entertaining. And Ryan Gosling.
Speaking of action-packed movies, if you've missed seeing Sylvester Stallone on your screens, well, he's back as the Samaritan. 25 years ago, the world's greatest hero vanished. Now he's needed more than ever.
Ooh.
I know, right? The Samaritan is coming to Prime Video August 26th.
I found him. Samaritan.
Samaritan died 25 years ago.
That's what they say.
You think you live across from a superhero? Do you have a therapist, kid?
Samaritan is dead. I pick up garbage for a living, pal.
Samaritan cleaned up the streets.
You mind your business, I'll mind mine.
I don't believe you! How strong are you?
Not as strong as I once was. Things start to fall apart when you stop caring. And I stopped caring a long time ago.
Me too. And don't forget that tonight on Channel 10 from 7:30, The Neighbours finale will air, bringing back many big names to Ramsay Street, including Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Guy Pearce, Delta Goodrum and Margot Robbie, as we farewell 37 years of the series.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7 The Wave.